This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Sah to discuss with EU member nations, ambassadors and heads of missions tomorrow. Joint meeting to be focused on Nepal's current priorities, bilateral relations and cooperation. Government fixes minimum support price of paddy for next fiscal year. Department of Postal Services expands a courier service to 6 districts, aiming to enhance public service delivery. And Iran says agreement with US is not imminent, despite some progress. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Sah will hold a joint meeting tomorrow with non-resident ambassadors and heads of missions of countries of the European Union. Prime Minister Sah is scheduled to have a group meeting and discussion with them at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers at 11:30 a.m. According to Deepa Dahal, the Prime Minister's press and research advisor, the joint meeting will focus on providing information about Nepal's current priorities, further strengthening bilateral relations, and discussing various areas of cooperation. Earlier on the 8th of April, Prime Minister Sah held a joint meeting and dialogue with ambassadors of various countries and heads of diplomatic missions in Nepal. The government has appointed Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Mukesh Dhanggal, as the Director General of the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, CAN. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held today at the Prime Minister's office in Singha Darbar appointed Dhanggal to the post. Government spokesperson and Minister for Education and Sports, Sasmit Pokhrel, informed. Likewise, the cabinet meeting has decided to release this report of the Cooperative Fraud Problem Probe Commission Report 2082. The cabinet meeting today also fixed the minimum support price of paddy for the fiscal year 2026-27, setting the price of coarse paddy at 3,660 rupees per quintal and medium paddy at 3,860 rupees per quintal. According to Minister Pokhrel, today's cabinet meeting also approved the letter of replying to be sent to the government of China for the implementation of the Nepal-China Sillime-Kerung cross-border power transmission line. The government has expanded its courier service to 6 districts, aiming to enhance public service delivery directly to citizens' homes. The Department of Postal Services is focused on digitizing and streamlining the process for delivering essential documents such as passports, driving licenses, and academic certificates. Department's Director General Manamaya Bhattrai Pangyanit noted that initial challenges from some districts have been overcome, leading to the effective operation of the service in most areas. The 126-megawatt capacity Lower Sethi Hydropower Project is going to be constructed in Tanahu District. Head of the project, Harikumar Shrestha, informed that the project is going to be built with $227 million, 30% equity and 70% loan from the Asian Development Bank. The dam of the semi-reservoir project is located in Bandipur 6 and Devghad Rural Municipality 3 of Tanahu. Meanwhile, Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Braj Bhakta Shrestha, has said that the reservoir projects are a high priority for the government. After the observation of the Kulikhani hydroelectricity project on Sunday, the Energy Minister stated that the reservoir-based projects should now be promoted as a national priority for Nepal's long-term energy security, industrial development and overall economic transformation. The lawmakers have demanded the immediate rehabilitation of citizens held in holding centres. In a meeting of the Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee under the House of Representatives, the lawmakers stated that it is the responsibility of the state to make proper arrangements and rehabilitate to the homeless. While discussing the on-site observation report conducted by the committee at the holding center, they stated that it is necessary to create social security and implement opportunities for the citizens in the holding center to sustain their daily lives. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Internet masak kardus.
Data voice SMS.
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दर का प्याकेज खरीद करना #14#15# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्र को संचार।
वेलकम बैक। नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज। The Nepali Congress has assigned a special responsibility to party office bearers and central members to carry out the updating of the active membership. A meeting of the Nepali Congress Membership Management Central Committee held in Kathmandu today in the presence of party president Gagan Kumar Thapa assigned the responsibility to central office bearers and central members in all seven provinces to carry out the task using all organizational structures. The meeting has decided to deploy central representatives in the districts on behalf of the Membership Management Central Committee to resolve membership-related disputes. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Iran says some progress has been reached in talks with U.S., but a deal is not imminent. Foreign Minister spokesperson Ismail Baghaei's remarks come after U.S. Secretary of State Mark Rubio said an agreement could possibly be reached on Monday. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump says he has instructed negotiators not to rush into a deal with Iran after earlier suggesting an agreement was close. In a social media post, Trump said that constructive talks were proceeding, but both sides must take their time and get it right. The deal under discussion reportedly involves a 60-day ceasefire extension, reopening the Strait of Hormuz, and a plan for further negotiations over Iran's nuclear program. Trump said on Saturday that an agreement had been largely negotiated, prompting speculation and announcement could be imminent. Meanwhile, oil prices have sharply fallen and Asian stock markets have risen on hopes of a deal that could bring an end to the U.S.-Israel war with Iran. On Monday morning, global oil benchmark Brent fell 5.5% to $97.90 a barrel. Chinese President Xi Jinping has hailed Beijing's unbreakable friendship with Pakistan as he made visiting Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif, seeking to deepen their all-weather partnership, according to Al Jazeera. Greeting Sharif at Beijing's Great Hall of the People on Monday, Xi called him an old friend and said that the two countries had understood, trusted, and supported each other over decades, forging an unbreakable traditional friendship. The visit comes as Pakistan continues to play a leading role in the mediating talks aimed at ending the U.S.-Israel war on Iran. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy over Kusi, Mathis, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, including in the Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhir Paschim provinces. Partly cloudy conditions are likely over the hilly regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhir Paschim provinces, while the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudhir Paschim provinces will remain mainly fair. There is also a possibility of moderate rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in Kusi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhir Paschim provinces, including Madhes province, and at one or two places in the Tarai region of Lumbini province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Balendra Shah to discuss EU member nations, ambassadors and heads of missions tomorrow. Joint meeting to be focused on Nepal's current priorities, bilateral relations and cooperation. Government fixes minimum support price of paddy for next fiscal year. Department of Postal Services expands a courier service to 60 districts, aiming to enhance public service delivery. And Iran says agreement with US is not imminent, despite some progress. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.